You're listening to SBS News.
Just 6 months ago, Glenn Ogg woke to a nightmare.
I went to bed one night and woke up and the lounge room was on fire.
He was lucky to escape the horrific blaze, but left with serious full-thickness burns to 95% of his body, and he also suffered from serious smoke inhalation.
It's been a long road and a tough road.
Mr. Ogg was rushed to the Royal Adelaide Hospital, where there was initially little hope for his survival. Patients with severe burns would usually face a series of painful skin grafts, but in Glenn's case, his injuries were so severe, there was no alternative option. John Greenwood is the Adult Burn Service Director at Royal Adelaide Hospital.
And so Glenn's injuries, 95% full thickness burns, plus this horrible smoke inhalation, would have been considered non-survivable, and he would have undergone comfort care.
But John Greenwood was in the process of finalising a new world-first burns treatment using two cutting-edge pieces of technology, and he received swift approvals to use them on Glenn. The first is called CCS treatment and grows new skin from Mr. Ogg's own cells, taken from his scalp. Since 2015, the team in Adelaide have been designing and building a special machine, a bioreactor, allowing them to grow up to 20 large pieces of composite cultured skin at one time. Each piece of full-thickness cultured skin is 25 centimetres square and 1 millimetre thick, and takes 5 weeks to produce. Meanwhile, Glenn was treated using another cutting-edge technique known as biodegradable temporising matrix, or BTM, which stops moisture leaving the body and not only holds the burn wounds in a healthy condition, but improves them for the 5 weeks it takes to grow the composite cultured skin.
We've managed to heal 50% of Glenn's body just with these two materials, and this has included raw areas of bone over the fronts of his shins. So this is an absolute game changer.
The remaining burns were covered by a mixture of standard grafting techniques. For Glenn, it's a long road to recovery, but one that's filled with hope.
You go through some rough patches, but there is light at the end.
A formal human trial of the new technology has been approved and could begin as early as next month. For transplant specialists, this world-first treatment is revolutionary and overcomes a huge immune barrier for tissue compatibility. Alan Lee, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.